USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate, yesterday brought day two of opening statements by the Trump legal team, including from veteran lawyer Alan Dershowitz, who says the House articles of impeachment against the president simply don't meet constitutional standard.
I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
President Trump's long-awaited Middle East peace plan is expected to be released today. The president has referred to the plan as, quote, the deal of the century. Palestinian leaders have already rejected the plan, which would reportedly allow Israel to annex portions of the West Bank. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America continues to mourn the death of a basketball legend.
Schools across the country starting the day with a moment of silence to honor basketball great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people, including the pilot, killed on the helicopter in Calabasas, California.
I was sad because that's my dad's favorite basketball player, and I want my dad to be upset that Kobe Bryant passed away.
The NTSB trying to get to the bottom of why the chopper crashed. Heavy fog in the area. Police choppers were not allowed to fly at the time. Kobe reportedly had special permission.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. There's a small chance two satellites could collide tomorrow evening over Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. According to space debris tracker LEO Labs, a decommissioned space telescope launched in 1983 will come very close to a smaller satellite launched in 1967. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
Schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims from their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.